bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Former producer of this program, Shannon Power, is a working journalist in Sydney, and she was able to pin her thoughts this week around one of her friends, Edward Sotomayor Jr., who was killed in the attack in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. Shannon, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. It was obviously a very difficult thing to do, to be able to talk about it.
Well, it was a really bizarre, surreal day. It was a long weekend here in Sydney, and everybody that I knew had like a really big gay weekend. You know, from Friday night through to Sunday night, we had back-to-back events of, you know, film and culture and going out, and it was super gay. And you would think that everything was great and fine and happy. And then obviously Monday morning, woke up with a sore head from a very big weekend, and the news started coming through. And I think what happened was, you know, there's this mixture of being completely exhausted from the weekend and you know, and I said in the piece that I wrote, my friend had just been kicked out of his house by parents and family who were, you know, were super homophobic to him. And it all sort of came crashing down, that sort of false sense of security of everything is great, it's okay to be gay, and it's clearly not, it's still not. And so I'm not sure why I put the piece up so quickly. I think it was the least I could do for Eddie. He had always been really fantastic to me and was a really lovely guy to me. And I didn't even think twice about writing it. I don't know why I did it. I just felt like that was the contribution I could make to the thousands and millions of voices that, you know, inevitably did sort of pop up over the past week. So, why I did it, I don't know.
Clearly you felt you needed to. I want to talk a little bit about how this is affecting our community and very, very close to home. It's you're not the only one that knows somebody who was killed in that attack, and it's a very raw emotional position that we're in. How do you think that we have come together as a community to be able to try and firstly understand and secondly be able to deal with this?
Well, I think what brings everyone together is the universality of the shared experience of knowing what it's like not to be safe on a day-to-day basis. And so the fact that a safe place was violated the way it was, I think, is what's made everybody afraid and even more sad. So I think that's what brings people together, is understanding that shared experience. And what I've seen over the past week is spades and spades of compassion. I haven't seen so much anger. I've done a number of interviews where people expect for the community to be angry, and I'm sure there's people in the community who are angry, but that's what I've been, I guess, the most proud of. There isn't a huge call to arms to fight back and start a war, so to speak. There's, you know, it's about looking after each other and caring for each other and understanding that perhaps now we have to engage more politically to make sure that we do have equal rights and that there isn't so much discrimination and violence against LGBTI people.
We are talking to five of the candidates for the seat of Higgins. One of them is not Kelly O'Dwyer. A little later in the program, and one of the questions we're asking is where do they sit on marriage equality? I think what's interesting is more and more people are becoming surprised that we have to go through a plebiscite to achieve marriage equality. Do you think, in your own experience, and I'm talking just as a member of our community, do you think in your own experience that seeing marriage equality enshrined into legislation will have a positive effect for those young people who still struggle with their sexual identity?
It's a really complex question. I think marriage equality is a band-aid solution to begin with, because I think marriage equality will serve a purpose, that it sends a message that same-sex attracted people are okay, and that's fantastic. And it's a very important step, but I think it does suit a certain element of the community who do want to have that experience of, you know, buying a home, having kids, fitting in, going to work 9 to 5. And I'm just the point that I want to make is that it's a fantastic first step, but there are so many members of the community that face more discrimination beyond being able to show their love for their partners. We have to think about people who are trans, who are queer, who are gender non-binary, that marriage equality will help everyone, but there are more issues for them that go beyond being able to marry their partner.
Absolutely, and I think you're 100% bang on. I wasn't trying to question that. I think, you know, we are very privileged that we're able to legally buy a house together, that we're able to legally share property or ownership of property, whether it's a car, a house, a dog. I suppose that the difference is that, as you mentioned, there's a lot of people for whom marriage equality is not an important step because it is a bit further down the track for them. Acceptance and tolerance and understanding is probably where it needs to be. Shannon, we understand it's been a difficult week. It's been difficult here as well. I want to thank you for speaking on behalf of our community and talking about how personal this is for you. But I think in some way it's personal for each and every one of us. So thank you for your honesty and your courage. I think it's very important. A couple of messages here expressing their condolences to you as well.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.